This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. The top elected official in Tarrant County has ignited something of a political firestorm. County Judge Glenn Whitley said outside money is trying to, quote, buy the legislature. And that led to a sharp response this week from the county state senators, accusing him of telling a, quote, bold-faced lie. I caught up with Judge Whitley in his office in downtown Fort Worth. Glenn Whitley, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you very much, Rick.
In your 11 years in the job, you've earned a reputation as a pretty conservative guy, pro-business, reasonable. You've described this as going unplugged. Why now?
There has been this tendency to scream about property taxes and point at local elected officials and say they're the blame for them being out of control. And we have attempted and tried to be their partners and work with them on solutions, and yet they keep pointing the finger and saying that it's the local elected officials that are the problem.
One of the primary points you made has to do with school property taxes. You see the state basically forcing schools to raise taxes. How does that work in your eyes?
If you look at how public education is funded in the state of Texas, you see that it's basically funded by three sources. You get about 10% on average from the federal government. Then the remainder is split between state and then local property taxes.
Yeah, that split has changed.
It used to be that the state basically funded two-thirds of that difference, and local property taxpayers funded a third. Over the last decade, they went from being about a 50-50 partner to a third. That has created a heavy burden on our local property tax.
And part of the situation now is property tax values are rising pretty dramatically, which means more money coming in, and that's allowed you to not have to raise the rate too much to cover that.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about that. 2 years ago, at the end of 2015, the state comptroller came to the Tarrant County Appraisal District and said, your values are too low. You have 2 years in which to get them up, or we're going to begin penalizing the school districts because that formula that they use is there. You know, I see that, you know, they're saying, well, no, that's not right. I was on the HEB school board when I first began running for office. So I went and sat down with their finance director, and I said, if I'm not right, tell me. He says, Glenn, you're spot on.
During your State of the County address last week, State Senator Connie Burton walked out, and then with the other three state senators who represent Tarrant County, drafted a letter. They called you dishonest. They said you lied. Did that surprise you?
You know, I would say it surprised me a little bit. I'll stand by the numbers and stand by what I said.
So what you're doing here, isn't this kind of like declaring war on the folks you have to work through in Austin?
Well, for the last 10 years, we have, every legislative session, tried to sit down and say, don't handcuff us. Don't take the ability of a local elected official to make local decisions. We've asked them to stop with the unfunded mandates. The speaker has helped tremendously in keeping the other side from handcuffing our hands as far as making local decisions. And now that the speaker is gone, the lieutenant governor is already declaring victory and that his number one priority is going to be fixing property taxes. If we're going to do that, they're going to have to recommit to the historic levels that they funded public education in the past. I would love for them to get back to where they're doing two-thirds. Right. I'd just love for them to get back to where they're doing 50%.
Do you think that's realistic?
If they're serious, they're going to have to. Because everything that they propose, while they'll say property tax relief, it's not relief. They're simply saying we're going to curb the growth. That's not relief.
You were first elected in 2006. How has the landscape changed since then?
I was elected to the school board at HEB in 1993, right as Robin Hood was being put upon us. What I have seen in that period of time, from where we were truly collaborating and working with the legislature, to where beginning in around the 2006-2007 era, we begin to look a lot more like Washington. Gridlock, pointing fingers, and not sitting down and collaborating to address the problems. I mean, this is very out of character for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it sounds like that all I'm doing is criticizing them. I really want to get back, because we are their partners. The laws that are passed by not only D.C., but also by the state, we have to implement them. I think we deserve being treated as a partner and not pointed to and blamed for everything that they perceive as wrong with us.